USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge says he will release a redacted affidavit in regards to a search that was conducted at former President Trump's home. The decision came after the Justice Department submitted its proposed redactions. Despite his decision, the judge said the government has proved parts of the affidavit should be kept under wraps. The feud between Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott and New York City Mayor Eric Adams continues. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott wants Adams to visit the Mexican border. He says it would help Adams understand illegal immigration is in a dire situation.
If all Americans saw what we see every single day, they would be trying to put pressure on the president like we have been doing to change the president's policies.
The Republican governor continuing to bus illegal immigrants to the Big Apple. USA Radio News.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming and then ouchie, wawa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
California is continuing to set what many think are ambitious goals regarding the green agenda.
All new cars sold in California by 2035 must be zero emission under plans set to be adopted by the Golden State this week. California is already having serious problems with its power grid, as rolling brownouts and blackouts are very common. Now the plan is to put every single car driven in California on the power grid. There was no indication if cars from other states would be allowed to enter California if they use an internal combustion engine after 2035. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Pro-life bills go into effect in three states on Thursday. New laws banning abortion in Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Texas are taking effect 2 months after the United States Supreme Court overturned the 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling that established a constitutional right to abortion. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
More buses of illegal immigrants arrived in New York City on Thursday as Texas Governor Greg Abbott's requests for more federal support at the southern border continue to go unanswered. Mayor's Office of Immigrant Affairs Commissioner Manuel Castro says Governor Abbott's politicalization of the situation worries his office.
He's weaponizing asylum seekers. It is shameful, and it is our moral obligation to condemn the use of human beings for political purposes.
Multiple unvaccinated Navy sailors claim they were forced to live in terrible conditions while their religious exemption cases against the COVID-19 vaccine mandate play out. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls says that the Pentagon needs to do something.
I can't find any other reasonable explanation. Let's make them miserable enough, and eventually they'll go get the shot.
One of the unvaccinated service members claims the plumbing isn't working, and he has not been able to leave after asking to be terminated. Ghislaine Maxwell is being sued by her lawyers for not paying nearly $900,000 in legal fees. The convicted sex offender and British socialite is serving 20 years in prison for helping the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein abuse underage girls. Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.